Watch out when you go to zeros. Cause you just might find what you're looking for. Oh yeah.
People, it's time again for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week from Flint, Michigan, Grand Funk Railroad. And Mr. Zero, this is the Psycho Jello Show on Grand Funk Railroad. From Flint, Michigan, they formed in 1969 and ran up to 1976. They were signed on Capitol Records. They released over 17 albums. They had 19 Billboard charting hits. They released 25 45 singles. Opening our show was the number 48 hit from August of 1969, Time Machine. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul. Coming up now, the number 47 hit from November of 1970, the live version of Mean Mistreater.
This is Mean Mistreater.
Yeah. kind of started all the plants growing, and he started people. Well, I guess he's kind of big and fat. He can see us wherever we do. Whatever we do, he has such powerful eyes. He doesn't have millions and thousands and billions. And he can still see us when we're bad.
He could be sitting on the table right now, but you can't see him.
He can't be everywhere at once doing everything for everybody. Everybody can't get what they want.
Well, his job is to make us good and make us happy and make us parents good.
Good is the right thing and bad is the wrong thing.
When I'm good, my mother never yells at me. When I'm bad, she does.
Good means to obey your mother and father, do what the teacher says, the thing's right. I feel miserable when I'm bad. I feel miserable inside, but on the outside, I just feel like I feel now.
I think that there are more people that are bad than there are good. And if you're good, you'll live forever. And if you're bad, you'll die when you die. And if you're bad, you'll die when you die. And if you're bad, you'll die when you die. And if you're bad, you'll die when you die. You'll die when you die.
Take me down to the water. Let me feel the ground over me. Let me feel the pain and the coldness, the loneliness that there must be. Oh, can't you see their dreams as they go drifting by? Oh, can't you see their faces and their tear-soaked eyes?
And their tear-soaked eyes.
Thank you.
just heard my very favorite Grand Funk song from April of 1971, sung by Don Brewer, I Can Feel Him in the Morning. The band was formed from two members of Terry Knight and the Pack. Terry Knight was born Richard Knapp in Lapeer, Michigan in 1943 and passed away in 2004. Guitarist-vocalist Mark Frederick Farner, born on the 29th of September 1948, who I was able to see live with Ringo Starr in August of 1995 in Bloomington, Minnesota, joined vocalist-drummer Donald George Brewer, born on the 3rd of September 1948, and they formed the band Grand Funk Railroad. The band's name came from a play on words from the Grand Trunk Western Railroad that ran through Flint, Michigan, as all members of the band were born in Flint, Michigan. I remember vividly the first time I saw Grand Funk Railroad on television. It was in January of 1973 on the program In Concert. It was a Saturday night. My Uncle John and I were watching it when Grand Funk came out, and I saw Mark Farner with his long blonde hair and no shirt. No one was more cool than him on the planet Earth. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, go to www.mrzeros.com under the podcast key. There are over 80 episodes to choose from. Be sure to check out my article on Grand Funk Railroad on rosevillepatch.com to coincide with today's show. Coming up now, the number 29 hit from September of 1972, Rock and Roll Soul.
Yeah!
That last song was sung by Don Brewer, a number 19 hit from July of 1973, Walk Like a Man. Their bassist, Melvin George Shocker, born on the 8th of April in 1951, joined Grand Funk Railroad in 1968. Later in 1972, to change up their sound and get away from a lawsuit from their manager, Terry Knight, the band hired keyboardist Craig Frost, born on the 20th of April in 1948, also from Flint, Michigan. Both Brewer and Frost went on to play with the Bob Seger Band. I saw Grand Funk in concert in July of 2001 at Canterbury Downs here in the Twin Cities. I was lucky enough to go backstage and hang out with their guitarist Bruce Kulick and their drummer Don Brewer. I was hoping to catch up with their vocalist Max Carl Groenthal, who was formerly of the Tommy Bolin Band. Hopefully you folks were lucky enough to catch Grand Funk in concert in February of this year at Mystic Lake. I was able to meet up with Bruce Kulick at a solo show he did in New Hope, Minnesota. The show is sponsored by Mr. Zeros in Roseville, 55113, where they carry classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009. In April, it makes our 10th anniversary, where nerd is the word. Coming up now, the number 11 hit from March of 1974, Shining On. We'll be right back.
sure picked a bad time to be in love.
Coming to the end of our show, folks, taking us out from their reunion album from 1981 from the heavy metal soundtrack dedicated to somebody I used to know. This is Queen Bee. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Grand Funk Railroad. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.
Who's gonna have my video games? Where do I find my records? Who's gonna have my DVDs and my old school figurines? Mr. Zero has it all. Lexington and Larpinder Strip Mall. That's 55113. Mr. Zero and me. 10th anniversary. Nerd's the word.